Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Hallelujah. Good morning. Happy, happy Monday. Miracle Monday. Always a miracle on Monday. Manifesting money. Money Monday. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. This is Divine Hope with Minister Belinda coming to you live this morning. Glory be to God. Today we're going to be coming from Psalms 1, chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. Open your Bibles to Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 through 3, and we're going to read as it reads. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in its season, and his leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And the word of the Lord is blessed this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Blessed is the man that walketh in the counsel, that walketh in the, not in the counsel of the ungodly. That means we do not follow evil men's advice. You cannot take advice from evildoers. And the counsel is the ways of a person. The way means their behavior. And we do not act like them. And if you be around a person all the time and you begin to act like them, and that is evildoers, you do not walk in the way of the ungodly, saying the person is not saved, he is not godly, he is not righteous, or sit in the seat of the scornful. Seat means your position or your mental attitude, nor standeth in the way of sinners. You do not hang around sinners. You do not do what they do. How can we be examples if we do what sinners do? We cannot be an example for the people that's coming into the Christ. We have to be examples like Christ was an example for us. That's who we follow. We follow Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And we do not follow sinners. Okay, we cannot be an example. You got to change who you hanging around with. You become what you eat. If you're hanging around with them, if you're going to hang around with them, then bring them to Christ. Be an example for the sinner. Be an example. Bring them to Christ. Because if they see that you're living like Christ, then that, the anointing might touch them to, for them to be like Christ. Okay, nor we sit in the seat of the scornful. What is scornful? Scornful is people that are arrogant, people that kick their heels at a way of peace. They don't want peace. They always got to stir up trouble. Okay, and they like to make a mockery of the things of God. Okay, they ridicule. Oh, you're supposed to be a Christian and this and that, okay? But you do not sit in the seat of the scornful. You do not go along with what they're saying about your Lord. If you believe in Christ Jesus our Lord, then you should be able to defend his word. Defend, and that's just like defending yourself in the word of Christ. You got to step up. You got to speak up. Don't have your mouth closed to people talking about your Lord Jesus Christ. Open your mouth and speak it. Speak the word. Don't go along with what they're saying about the Lord Jesus Christ, because if you live in the way the Lord Jesus Christ wants you to live, then you will speak the words of God in your daily life as you walk in this word in Christ Jesus. And his delight is in the law of the Lord. We shall follow the principles of God's law. That doesn't mean that we do not follow the laws of this land. The laws of the land are put in order to keep control and order. okay? But we still have to follow the principles of God. If you're a child of God, you have to follow the principles of God. You can't just do what you want to do. Well, you can, but that's why God give us every man a will. But your will should be his will. His will is your will. Vice versa. You should want to live right. You should want to live holy. You should want to live righteous. Amen? And you should have joy in what God wants you to do. And you will prosper. And in his law, we do meditate day and night. Meditate day and night in the word of God. When we meditate, it's like we are wrapping the word of God in our hearts and in our minds. And it is God's revelation of himself, his word. That is the law. And we will find spiritual stability and divine blessings if we meditate on his word day and night. You got to think about the word of God day and night. Not just think about it when you get in trouble. You have to think about the word and do what the word tells you to do. You have to meditate day and night. You can't just always, oh, Lord, if you get me out of this trouble, then I'll follow your word. You can't do that. That's a vow. You're breaking the vow, what you're saying unto God. Okay? A lot of us, when we get in trouble, we always saying, God, if you get us out of this trouble, then we will do this and we will do that. No. You got to mean what you say. If you say you're going to do it, then do it. And if it's hard to do it, then try. Force yourself to do it, to get in the habit of reading God's word and following God's word, meditating on his word day and night and believing in him. Amen? And we will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in season. And his leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever you do, it shall prosper. The Hebrews did not limit their definition of success by just money. They valued other factors as well. They had a positive attitude, they had a good reputation, and they had respect. Okay, you will have success. For the righteous, success is not just measured by what you have. Excuse me. Houses, cars, money, all those things, that is not success. It's a part of it, but that's not success. But the success that you have is the experience of God's blessing on your life. That is being blessed. If you seek God first, and all that stuff will be added, because he take care of you as you are his child. You are a child of God. And you have to be positive on the word. Walk by faith and not by sight. You have to have faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith, you have to have faith in his word to receive the blessings and to follow his word and his laws. And you will receive the blessings in your life. And when you, that is the fruits, the houses, the cars, the money, and et cetera, that is the fruit. You will receive fruit because you have your feet planted in fertile ground. That don't mean you should be running around to church to church, uprooting your roots. You have to let your roots stay planted. If it's a five-fold ministry and you getting the word there, you stay there and you get the benefits, what God has for you at that church. You don't be running around from church to church. You, that's a church hopper. You hopping from church to church, and your leaves and your roots die because you keep plucking up the doggone roots and running from this church, trying to find something, and it was always there. And it's supposed to be in you, too. And if you pull your roots up, that's why your leaves withering, and that's why you're not bringing forth fruit. That's the blessings of God. That's the message of this word today. God's blessed. We are God's blessed. We are his children. And if you keep going from church to church and plucking up your roots, yes, you will not see fruit, and yes, your leaves will wither, and you will not receive your fruit in season, and your leaf will wither, and what you do shall not prosper. You got to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Tree planted by the rivers of water, the ground is moist by the river, and the tree is always being nourished. And if you plant yourself in a good church fivefold ministry, your roots will be watered and your leaves will not wither, and you shall see fruit. That is being blessed by God. Don't dig up your roots and have your roots dead, okay? And your leaves shall not wither. Leaves are used for healing of the nation. You can speak to a person to heal them because you are being blessed and you are being, your leaves are not withered. You are a fruitful person. And leaves are the air. The leaves makes the air breathable. And that is spiritual oxygen. When leaves do not wither and not dried up and dead, that is the spiritual oxygen in you. And whatsoever you do will prosper according to the word. That is God's law, the word of God. That is the law of God. Amen. I want to thank you for this word today. For listening, if you would like to call in, dial 917-889-8809. And if you don't are not able to call in now, write the number down so you can call in the next time I am on the air. And I would love to speak to you, okay? Now, we're going to pray over this word today, and we thank in the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for this word today that is imparted in our hearts to receive your word and to do your will and your way. We thank you for being God, and we thank you for being real. And we thank you, Lord, for being a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. And we thank you right now, Lord, for everyone that's sick on this line today. We thank you for their healing. We thank you for your supernatural power and anointing healing in their bodies from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. We thank you, Lord, that cancer is blotted out, arthritis, Alzheimer's, sarcoidosis, kidney failure, heart problems. We thank you, Lord, that it is done in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.